You are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Our television audience right here from Tshwane, South Africa, Pretoria, the capital of South Africa. We are excited, we believe, for a wave of glory, and we trust and believe that this wave of glory is going to come through that screen and touch you today as well. We love you, and please, if you're in South Africa, if you're in Pretoria, visit us in Johannesburg. The address will be on the screen. 5 weeks from now, we're opening our brand new building in Johannesburg on the corner of Witkoppen and Riverbank Road. So I'll be there in Johannesburg every single Sunday. We will announce the service times. Welcome. God bless you. Also, Bloemfontein, where the revival started, two buildings there. And then from Cape Town throughout the country, we have a CRC church close to you, even in Europe. So please contact us, write us, email us. We want to connect with you and help you find God's best, God's glory for 2019 in Jesus' name. Come on, can we welcome our television audience this morning in Jesus' name? Amen. You're all looking good. And we are all ready for the fast tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I wanted to get into the theme of this year, this morning, which is for your glory, but we're going to go the next week. I want to get you ready for a great, glorious 2019. Is that okay? So you're only going to get good news, and I'm going to charge you up to live the great life that God has for you. Micah chapter 7, verse 7, the Bible says, therefore, I will look to the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. Somebody say that. When I fall, I will arise. Say it. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. The Message Bible verse 7 says, but me, I'm not giving up. I'm sticking around to see what God will do. I'm waiting for God to make things right. I'm counting on God to listen to me. Anybody counting on God this morning? Hallelujah. Don't, enemy, crow over me. I'm down, but I'm not out. I'm sitting in the dark right now, but God is my light. I'm down, but I'm not out. I may be sitting in the dark right now, but God is going to come through for me. I'm going to get the job. I'm going to get the opportunity. I'm going to get the breakthrough. I'm going to get the deliverance. I'm going to get the healing. No matter how severe my pain, how great my darkness, God will be my light in 2019. So let's get ready for a great, glorious year. And my message very simply this morning, you guessed it. When I fall, I will arise. You're not going to go into a great 2019 sitting down or lying down. You're going to have to get up, not just on the outside, but also on the inside. It doesn't help to hold on to the pain of yesterday, and we're going to talk about that. We have to get up, get over, and get on with a future that God has for us. If you live long enough, you may find yourself on the ground every now and again. And really, it doesn't matter how you got to the ground. It doesn't matter how long you've been on the ground. It doesn't matter how far you have fallen. What matters is how you get up. Come on, the most natural thing to do when you fall down is to get back up again. Now, whether you caused your fall yourself like David through adultery, or whether other people caused your fall like Joseph's brothers who betrayed him, or whether it is a demonic attack from hell like Job when he was attacked, I don't know what caused you to fall, but I know one thing this morning is that God is there to lift you up. God is there to be your light. God is there to pick you back up on your feet. God is here today to comfort you. Come on, all you've got to do is to get back up again. It's not how you fall, it's how you get up. Come on, South Africa. We're not going to play the blame game in 2019. We're not going to go visit the past again and again and again. It's time for a new generation to arise in South Africa and to build a new nation and to build a strong economy and to build a great future. Come on, we're not going to criticize and judge and blame and fight one another. I declare as a country, South Africa, it's time to arise and shine, for our light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. If you believe it today, jump to your feet and give the Lord a big glorious shout of praise in Jesus' name. I'm so tired of all the hate that is color-coded. I said I'm so tired of all the color-coded hate. I want to puke when I read posts. I don't care who writes them, that always speak and spit vile division and anger and resentment and hatred. Can the church of Jesus please arise in this country? Can you get over your skin color and get on with Christianity and rebuild South Africa? Come on, let's rebuild the ruins in South Africa. Somebody shout amen. It is not in falling that God is glorified. It is in rising up. It's easy to fall. It's another thing to get up. Everybody that's ever done anything, before you ever started walking, you fell. I mean, when Dad comes and he brings Johnny home to his to the grandparents, he doesn't say, and Johnny takes two steps and then he falls and takes another two steps and he falls. He doesn't say, Dad, see how Johnny's falling. He say, Dad, Johnny's taking his first step. Watch how Johnny is walking. And I want to tell you, I remember the times I fell off my bicycle, off my motorbike, off my feet on a rugby field. If somebody tackles you, you can't lie there and complain and give up on the game. You have to get up again. You have to dust yourself off and you have to get up again. Come on. Even if it's somebody else that caused your fall, you can't go through life all bitter and twisted. You have to get up, you have to forgive, and you have to get on with the life that God has for you in Jesus' name. It takes guts. It takes courage. It takes determination to get back on your feet again, to face the music, to face your world. Especially when people wrote you off, and especially if you're the one of the cause of your fall. Maybe a decision you made, maybe just a wrong investment you made, a wrong partnership, I don't know. But now you're facing, in the natural, not a really glorious future. But I want to tell you, my dear friends, by the help of the Holy Ghost, we are going to get up, come on. We are going to rise from ashes. We are going to walk into a glorious 2019. We are not going to be disappointed and disillusioned by what could have been, by what should have been. We are going to make up our mind to rise exactly like Micah's attitude. Though I fall, yet I will rise again. Don't crow over me, my enemy. I may be down, but I'm not out. There's still some life in these bones. There's still some life in this dark. Who? You may not be the person you used to be, but we know the person that you used to be. We know the person you can be. You may be a shadow of your old self, but I want to tell you, the old self is still in you. It's time for that tired dog to get refreshed in Jesus' name. It's time for you to get back into the presence of God, to look into the image of Christ, and to remember who you are. You're not a little pussycat. You are a lion in the name of Jesus Christ, and you may have been struck down. You may have been licking your wounds, but it's time for you to get up again, to arise and to shine, and to remind yourself who you are, credit in the image of God. I'm a mighty man of valor. I have a great future. I have a great destiny in Jesus' name. I need you to slap somebody, not the side of the head, but slap somebody that's doubting today and say, God is not finished with you yet. Oh, I wonder if we'll get into teaching in the weeks that lie ahead, but you know, first we just need to charge everybody. Because you're not going to go into this year and have a great, glorious year with a lie-down attitude, with nursing and cursing and rehearsing your setbacks, with sucking your thumb. You're not going to go into a great future that way. You have to get up, you have to get over, and you have to get on. Stop looking at your husband as a tired old dog. Maybe if you stop wearing a five-size tracksuit. Stop going to bed with cucumbers on your face. All the polyfiller. Maybe the dog's going to come alive again. Still some life in those bones, my sister. Don't you write your husband off. God's not finished with him. Don't you write yourself off. God's not finished with you. Oh, come and I feel good. I'll preach myself happy in the name of Jesus. Somebody just give him praise because you can. I want to tell you that your best days are ahead of you. I want to tell you and I want to speak life into somebody that you will be stronger than yesterday. Doesn't matter what people say. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter what the enemy plans or schemes against you. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. People forget. There is a God who does not forget you. When people write you off, people forget there is a God who will not write you off. A God who will never turn his back on you. A God who predestined you to be alive at this hour. A God who has a glorious future for you. A God who will still have the final say. A God whose light will shine in your darkness. A God whose glory will reach you when you're at your lowest. A God whose love will turn your mistakes into miracles, your setbacks into comebacks, your tragedies into triumphs. Oh, I know there are things sometimes that happen that really want to knock the wind out of our sails. Everybody goes through life and sometimes things really happen that just, it's like it wants to knock the life out of you. Whether you cause it, somebody else causes it, tragedy causes it. And I've watched so many people that I love so dearly go through a tragedy and they stop living. You know, my brother and I were very close. 50 years, we were the closest people, possibly two of the closest people you could find. And not just as brothers, we grew up together, we slept together, same room. We went on holiday together. We went biking together. We got saved together. We served God together. Me in the ministry, him in business. I mean, he made built shopping centers all over South Africa, while my calling was to build churches all over South Africa. Then Satan attacked him, and we all know the story. Those of you that don't, my brother died. I tell you, I knew that God's word is faithful, but I knew that this is a blow of the enemy that wants to take the wind out of my sails. So I had a decision to make. Either go on as a preacher disillusioned and say, God, how can you allow this? Or become more determined and say, you may knock me down, but I'm not out. I'm going to build another church. I'm going to preach another sermon. I'm going to reach somebody else. I'm going to raise his voice to be even greater than he ever was in the name of Jesus. I'm going to turn my setback into a comeback because the Lord will be my light in darkness. I'm not saying that pain is not real. I'm not saying that weeping is not real. But the Bible says weeping is for a moment. Weeping should not become mourning. It says, I will turn your mourning into dancing, your sorrow into joy. You cannot go through life sorrowful. 5 years later, you are still sorrowful, still disillusioned. Oh, the scar will always be there. I've got many scars on my body, things that happened to me, many operation scars. Those scars are always there. My hand that I knocked through a window when I was a drunk teenager, I've got a massive scar there. When it gets ice cold, I feel. So you'll go through life with tenderness and you'll go through life always feeling, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to use this hand. It doesn't mean I'm going to go crawl in a corner somewhere and just survive. I have to live. Because God is glorified through my life. I have to comfort others with the comfort I have received. I have to be a father to others when I lost a son. I have to be a brother to others when I lost a brother. Are you listening to me this morning? So many people just get stuck. And I can tell you so many examples, being a pastor for 32 years. And sometimes when we preach, and I preach fast, and I say, get over it, get on with it. People say, well, you've got no compassion. No. It's because I have compassion. It's because I understand life. And I understand when you're knocked down, you can't stay knocked. You can't stay down. I mean, why did we go watch Rocky IV, Rocky V, even when he was 100 years old? Why did we watch it? We all knew that's not the greatest actor. It's like... We only watched that movie for one reason. Why? Because we know he was going to get up. That's the only reason. We all knew he was going to be knocked. Same thing over and over. He's going to be knocked, and then he's going to stand there in the corner. And we all know nobody can take so many punches. But Rocky takes them punches. I mean, he just, and then he falls, and it's 7, 8, and then the music changes. Dun, da, da, dun, da, da, dun, da, da, dun. The music changes. Well, I suggest the music changes in your life. Come on, while you're still on the floor, you get the song of joy, and you get the song of praise, and you get a song of excitement and expectation. While you're still on the floor, the music is changing. Come on. 2,000 years ago, God wrote a new song. God said, I've come to set you free. God says, I've come to give you a future and a hope. God says, I've come to give you beauty. Oh, there's a new song. And you need to change. You need to get yourself off the ground, because sometimes there's nobody that will lift you off the ground. You better just find strength in yourself and listen to that tune. Dun, 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 dun. It's the eye of the tiger. Come on and remind yourself and get back up, because if you were on your feet at one time, you can get back on your feet again. If you were walking strong at one time, you can walk strong again. If you were a runner, you can be a runner again. Come on. If you did great things, you can do great things again, because there's a giant living on the oh, come on. I need somebody to praise God out of their depression today. I feel the anointing in this place. Some of you, God is breaking those shackles off you right now. You need to get off the ground. You need to get off the ground. You need to get off the ground. You need to get off the ground, because the tune is changing. Happy music. Happy. 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 Sing a new song. Stop talking about your pain, your past, your mistakes, your mishaps. Begin to talk about your future. Listen to a new song. I think there's not a person sitting in this place that does not wish there was one thing about their lives they could change, their past. Anybody like that? One. If I look at my life, then I wanted to know Jesus since a child, but I didn't. If I look at my life, there are things now that I would have done differently. That comes with wisdom. That's why grandparents are actually the greatest parents. My kids are going to find out. Amen. I'm going to steal those kids, because I practiced on them, and now I know how to raise a child. Spoil them, but not spoil them rotten, and raise them without beating them. To raise them with love that is more powerful than a rod. But when you're young, you just, okay, you listen to me. Bam, I'm the dad. Now my kids raise their hand to their kids, I'll smack them. You say they're going to be naughty. They're not going to be naughty. They're not going to be naughty. They'll be good naughty. Amen. So we want to talk about three things. How to rise, how to get up once you have fallen. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16, the Bible says, talking about David, after he commits murder, he commits adultery, then he commits murder. He plots the death of Uriah. Like sometimes people in business plot the demise of other people. It's a bad thing to do that. You don't want to be the cause of anybody's downfall. But if you did, you can rise again. So yes, David is the king. His sin is public. It's exposed to the prophet and before God and the nation. And his child is busy dying because of God's judgment. Old covenant, Old Testament. Your child's not going to die because of God's judgment. We're in a dispensation of grace. So let's stay theologically correct. But let's learn a lesson from David's life. A king, a public figure that messes up, and how he has to pick himself up. I want to tell you, if you've messed up, it takes a lot of courage to face the music. It's easy to move to a little town and go hide away. It's another thing to go and face your adversaries and to lift your head up. Can I have an amen from anybody here today? So David, therefore, spent time with God, or prayed with God for the child, And David fasted and went in and lay all night before God. And the elders of his house arose and went to him, and they tried to raise him up from the ground, but he would not. You see, my dear friend, we can do everything in our power to get you off the ground, but until you do not change on the inside, we will not be able to pick you up. I mean, we've sent people to rehabs. We've done all different things to try and help people in my life, because that's what I do. I help people. But the minute they come out, they fall back in that same thing, because they've never taken ownership, responsibility, and made up their minds to get up, to get over, and to get on. Get over whatever it is. So David is on the ground. People come and they encourage him. Thou himself comes, they come and pray. They cheer you on. Come on, we want to help you. But David is distraught. He's praying. And we know what happens. The child dies, and the servants don't tell David for time's sake that the child is dead. But he sees them whispering because they're afraid of David's response, the king who has the authority. But now the Bible says in verse number 20, so David arose after his son dies from the ground, washed and anointed himself, changed his clothes, and went to the house of the Lord and worshiped. Then he went to his own house, and when he requested, they set food before him, and he ate. And his servant said to him, what is this that you have done? You fasted and wept for the child while he was alive, but when the child died, you arose and ate food. And he said, while the child was alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, who can tell whether the Lord will be gracious to me that my child may live? But now he's dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. Then David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and went into her and lay with her. And she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon. Now the Lord loved him. Amazing story. But what I want to focus on is a man that's at his lowest point in his life and how he got up from there to continue to fulfill the destiny that God has for him. Because people make mistakes, and the sad thing is people allow their mistakes to define them. People think, and that's what Satan does, he's the master accuser. He will show you again and again and again what you did wrong. I spoke to a girl not too long ago, something that happened in her teenage years, and she's had a pattern of self-destruction in her life. The reason is because of guilt. Guilt. I mean, guilt will wear you out more than anything else. Guilt will even cause your behavior to destroy yourself and produce cycles in your life that you and other people don't understand. That's why God never deals with a fruit or the fruit. He deals with a root. That's why Jesus comes to touch a heart. Why are you bitter? Why are you angry? What is the cause of your frustration? What is the cause of your disappointment? Why do you want to kill? Why do you want to bring somebody else down? What is in the center of your heart? What is causing your behavior to be the way it is? So three things I want to talk about very quickly. David had to do three things. Number one, he had to get up. That's not rocket science. If you're going to fulfill your destiny, number one, you have to get up. But you have to get up inside and outside. Oh, you can see when somebody has gotten up in their eyes. So you know the boxer that's lying down in the corner, the coach sometimes goes to him. And this famous boxing coach in South Africa that died recently, he was famous when the boxer started getting those losing eyes, that he would go there and he would slap the boxer and say, look at me! Because he wanted to get the fight back in his eyes. You can look in somebody's eyes and see whether they're standing up or whether they're lying down. You look in somebody's eyes and you see confidence or you doubt. Listen to me very carefully. If you doubt yourself, it will filter throughout your whole life. We're not talking about arrogance. We're talking about belief. Belief in what God says about you and not playing the blame game. And not being the victim and blaming everybody else for where you are. So the first thing he did is he got up. He arose from the ground. You have to get up on the inside. You have to make up your mind. Maybe you're backslidden. You've grown spiritually cold. You used to be on fire for God and now you're okay. And you don't even realize that you're lukewarm. Well, today is the greatest day for you to get up on the inside and to get right with God. To start this year on fire for Jesus. Come on there in Johannesburg. There in Bloemfontein. To start this year on fire for God. To start this year joining us with us fasting and praying from tomorrow morning and tomorrow night. To start full on for God. Can I have an amen this morning? The issue is never in falling. The issue is in rising. It's not how you fall. It's how you get up. We don't ever manage a fall. We get up from a fall. Oftentimes people want to help people manage their fall. No. We're not going to manage your crisis. We're not going to manage your bad behavior. We're not going to compromise your bad habit. We're going to love you, and we're going to do whatever we can to get you back on your feet. But Brother Jack, you better get back on your feet sooner than later, because every day that you waste, there's opportunity going you by. You have better get back up on the inside. I'm going to show you how today. You better get back up on the inside. You better live again. Speak to women, sometimes they say, my husband is not a patch of what he used to be. Well, now, don't treat him like that, like the tired old dog. Treat him like the man he used to be. Amen? Oh, come on, don't look at me like that. I said amen. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16, the Bible says, a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again. Say, I will rise again. No, don't get quiet on me, because I'll say amen. Say, I will rise again. Because if I don't get determination in you, I can just say amen right now. Nothing is shifting in your heart, I can just say amen. Because if you choose to be where you are, I'm wasting my time, I'm sweating, burning calories, and I'm wasting your time. Not yet to give you a little sermon, I'm yet to activate you. If you don't get revived in the church on a Sunday, how are you going to be revived on Monday when you feel depressed? Change the song, man. My name is Yanni, and I'm sickle, sickle, sickle. My name is Yanni, Yanni, sickle, sickle. Noem me Yanni, jammer, 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 Yanni, Yanni, jammer. My name is Yanni, Yanni, want ik sickle. Hier kom Yanni, jammer. En as Janie in die kamer loop, dan van almal ander, want niemand wil hom afhonteer nie, almal raak so. Hallo Janie, hallo Janie, hallo Janie, hallo Janie, hallo Janie, hallo Janie, hallo Janie. And how Satan gets his way is by making especially men weak. When there are no strong men alive, evil will prevail. So it's like a pack of hyenas that try and wear an old lion down because he's no longer in the pack. All the accusations and the words wearing you down because you forgot who you are. You're lying on the ground. You're walking like you're half dead. You eat your food like you're half dead. You need to get some unction back in your gumption. I'm trying to help you. You better get some life back in your bones. You better get straighten your back and hasten your gait a little bit. Oh, come on, somebody in this place today. Just do something in my live and move and have my being in the name of Jesus. Come on, just shake yourself a little bit this morning in this place. Come on. People say, well, you don't understand. I don't, but he does. He does. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. In my darkness, God will be my light. You win by getting up once more than falling. Number two. Number one, get up. Number two, get over. It sounds simple, but many people can't get over. They get up, but they don't get over. They hold on to something. David arose, washed himself, and then he changed his clothes. He changed his appearance, his attitude, his demeanor, his belief. He changed. I mean, he had a decision to make. Think about it. He could live in the place of regret, the place of remorse, the place of shame. There are so many people that carry this invisible cloud of guilt and shame that almost says, I'm not worthy. And they are in these cycles of destructive relationships because they're struggling with inner guilt and remorse and pain and hurt. You have to get over. And sometimes the only way you can get over these things is you have to let go. In my darkness, the Lord will be my light. Because God's not going to have a conversation with you why you did what you did. God's going to have a conversation with you to get you out of the well, to get you back on your feet, Gideon, to get you over your situation. God's going to get you, God's having a conversation to remind you of who He called you to be. The why is not what God wants to know. It is surrender. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1, the Bible says, when it talks about running your race with endurance, the Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, the sin of discouragement, because weight inevitably brings discouragement in people's lives. It weighs you down. You go through life discouraged all the time, like Elijah in the valley of discouragement, wanting to quit on his destiny. But God comes to Elijah to strengthen him and remind him that I'm not finished with you, as I am today by the Spirit of God. That God is not finished with you. But you have to get up. You have to get over whatever it is. Get over your regret. Get over your fear. Get over your remorse. Get over your bitterness. Get over your disappointment, as Joseph did with his brothers who betrayed him. You have to get over your mistrust. A lady that went through a divorce because her husband cheated on her now goes through life, I can't trust men. Really? That was one man. God said to Elijah, you're not the only one. There are 7,000. I want to tell you, ladies, there are 7,000 sitting in this place that have not cheated on their wives, that are righteous men. God has the right man for you. You turn to God and you give God your pain. Come on, some lady, jump to your feet and give the Lord a praise in Jesus' name. We can't change the past, but we can learn. And then number three, my time is up. You have to get on. You have to live again. You still have to live. Never forget a wonderful family in our church in my beginning years of pastoring. They had a beautiful little girl, 6-year-old, blonde, beautiful. Went to a school function and the little girl was electrocuted, died. I mean, I can't imagine anything worse than that. I have to be honest. It's one thing to lose a parent. I've lost my dad. When I was 18 years old, my dad went to heaven. It's another thing to lose a child. I don't know how it feels. Must be the worst thing in the world to lose a child, especially a child that hasn't even lived. I don't know. But I know that God knows, and I know that God weeps with you, and I know God is with you in your pain, and I know that God will be your light in your darkness, and I know that God is there to raise you up from your place of sorrow and from your pain. I know that Jesus came to heal you. I know that Jesus came to deliver you. I know that Jesus came to comfort you. I know that Jesus came to lift you up, that He will never turn His back on you. You can't fight this battle by yourself. You have to run to Him and get on with your life, and that's what David did. David arose. Then David washed himself, changed his clothes, and then David did the right thing. He ran to the house of God. He ran and worshiped God. Because when we're disillusioned by life, very often we feel disappointed. We feel God failed us. I didn't get the job. I didn't get the promotion. That didn't work out. And somehow we become disillusioned with God, and we no longer live this life that God has for us, full on for God. We're just going to survival mode, not David. David worshiped God. Job, when tragedy hit him to the ground and his wife said, why don't you curse God and die? Job said, though He smite me, yet will I trust Him. I will worship you, God. I don't understand everything, but I'm going to worship you through 2019. I'm not in a good place today, but God, I know You are here. You are going to turn my darkness into light. You are going to give me beautiful ashes. You are going to turn my sorrow into joy. You are in control. Oh, come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. You have to get on, whether you feel like it or not. You have to get on. You can't stay on the ground. You have to be the husband to your wife. You have to be the wife to your husband. You have to be the mother to the other children. You have to be the friend to the other people. You have to use the pain that you've gone through to go and comfort other people. That is the greater glory that God calls us to. And I'll talk about that next year, because glory is not gold dust and silver. Glory, really, and I'll teach it next week, is not what you and I think. It's what the world sees about God. I'll prove it to you from the Bible. So when we talk about a greater glory this year, it's for the world to see the goodness of God. When you're ready to give up and quit, and because of what you're going through, and you still say, Lord, You are good. Your mercy endures forever. I don't understand everything, but I worship you. God, you know I'm hurting, but I'm going to worship you throughout 2019. Father, you know I have one meal a day, but I'm going to worship you. I'm not going to blame white people. I'm not going to blame black people. I'm not going to live through life angry and pound by resentment. I'm just going to worship you. If I'm the only one in a squatter camp worshiping you, God, I'm going to worship you. If I'm the only one in my home worshiping you, God, I'm going to worship you. I'm not going to run from you, God. I'm going to run to you. I'm going to draw closer to you in 2019 because you are my refuge. You are my fortress. You are my God. You are the one I trust in. You are the light of my life. I'm not going to turn my back on you because of things that went wrong in my life. And Father, when I fall, when I mess up, when I fail and I'm plagued by guilt, I know that I have an advocate. I know I can come back to you. I know that you're not my judge, but you're my Savior. So even today, Father, I come to give myself back to you, to worship you and to adore you, because not even the darkness will keep me away from you. Not my sin will keep me away from you. Not my disappointment will keep me away from you. I'm going to draw closer to you, just like David did. He ran into the house of God in the lowest moment of his house, and he worshiped God, and then he walked out of that house revived, and he went back to his wife, and he loved her, and he comforted her, and he encouraged her. I want to tell you, there is no one like this God. There is nothing like the presence of God. When you draw into the presence of God, he will revive you, he will heal you, he will restore you, he will lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There is one thing about God. God has no memory or recollection of your past. So stop living tainted by the pain of yesterday. It's a good place to start just worshiping Him.
If this powerful message has touched your life and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, pray the following prayer with Pastor Utt.
Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself back to you. Thank you for loving me just as I am. I believe with all my heart you are the Christ. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. Today, I come home. I'm yours. Thank you for loving me and for accepting me as I am. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.